are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to LA Talk Radio Channel 1. To call in, dial 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Vibration Station on LATalkRadio.com, world's most listened to internet talk radio station. Can you feel the vibrations in your bones, in your veins? I'm just messing around. I'm your host, Davey, and you have just raised your vibration. This is the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration, your frequency, your consciousness, your mind. We're showing you how to reconnect with the wholeness of who you are and always have been. Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Davey. Oh my goodness. Boy, oh boy, do we have a show lined up for you guys today. A very special show, if that in fact. Now, listeners, this is somebody who I have had the pleasure of never having on the show, but have always had sitting with me in the studio all the time in the back of my mind. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to welcome to the studio my father. How are you doing today, Dad? Welcome. Well, first things first. Today is Father's Day. This is a Father's Day special. I asked myself, I said, Dave, I'm so grateful to have this amazing radio show that I love broadcasting the people. I love talking to them about high vibration. It's a passion of mine. I love that it's on Sunday. I love that Father's Day is on Sunday. I'm saying, well, who should I bring on as our in-studio guest? Well, I thought to myself, it probably would make the most sense and be the most impactful if I brought nobody else but my own father in the studio with us to talk about his life, our life, and just how it parallels, right, with everybody else's. We're going to be talking about extending our levels of gratitude and appreciation. We're also going to be talking about finding understanding.
Wow.
Right? Wow. So these are two, they come from opposite sides of the heart, but they essentially are the same thing, right? Dad, I am so grateful to have you on the show. This is something that I've always been wanting to do since we first started at LA Talk Radio when it was Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. I've always wanted to have you on the show with me just to share this experience and to really put you on the spot as well.
No. Oh, good. I like that. I like being on the spot.
So first things first, for the sake of today's show, we're going to refer to you as Dad.
Okay.
Right? Now, my father's name is Mark, but if you want to call in live, 323-203-0815. Once again, that's 323-203-0815. You refer to him as Dad. So, the reason why, along with the obvious, why I really thought that it was going to be a powerful thing to bring my father on the show today. You know, I was going to bring him on just so we could talk about my initial intention, my first rooted intention. I promised Dad I'm going to pass the mic to you, but my first rooted intention of today's show was to talk about how to spread appreciation, how to find more appreciation and gratitude, how to show your dad more that you love him, that you care about him, that you're there for him, that you'll help him take out the trash more, you'll help him lift whatever, you know, do whatever you do to show him just a little bit more. That's kind of what today's show is going to be based off of, right? Well, it still is, but that's only half of it. It was until this morning when I started checking the social media. By the way, I love all of your guys' comments and likes and just spreading the love. I appreciate that. Checking the social media, I'm checking Instagram, checking Twitter, right? Checking Facebook, all these things. And I realize, I say, wait a minute. There's more pictures of people's, not more, maybe equally, if not more, pictures of people's mothers than people's fathers. And I said, oh, that, yeah, that's cool. That's interesting. But usually you get a lot of the fathers on Father's Day and mothers on the feed on Mother's Day. So I started reading some of the comments. And like, you know, it was so often I was going down the feed and like, it's I must have passed within just, you know, a good minute, 2 minutes. I must have passed five, six, seven different pictures going just down a newsfeed, seeing pictures of mothers, pictures of mothers and their children. And then I started reading the comments, and it said, "Mom, you're the best dad ever." You know, like stuff like that. Like, thank you for being a mother of three. Thank you for being the hardest, you know, hardest working mom. You know, you get your mom and dad and da da da. And I'm reading all this stuff and I'm saying, holy bejeebers. Like, I'm saying, I can't, because my heart goes out to raising the vibration. I can't host a show that's only for the people that live the great lives and like have been so blessed to have amazing fathers. I need to host a show, the show to show those people how to find more appreciation, and also for the people out there that have struggled with not having a father, struggled with having a father that wasn't there for them. And I realized that Father's Day is not only about giving appreciation for your father, but it's about finding understanding within yourself.
Yeah.
Right?
That's true.
Now, the reason the crew of the Klux, why I bring my father on today's show is because he is the greatest, I can only speak, he's the only dad I've ever had, but from what I see from, you know, in my own experiences growing up, he's the greatest man I've ever known. He has always been there for me, he's always shown me the ropes, always done exactly and more what a father is you know, supposed to do and exponentially beyond, right? He's always been there for me, always known the right thing to do, always shown me, you know, the right thing to do and let me make my mistakes, let me fall down and help me get back up, right? He's literally the perfect example. It wasn't until I was older, right, when I was maybe like, you know, 8, 9, 10, when I started to conceptualize, oh, okay, you know, father, I have a grandpa, where's grandpa, right? Where's my dad's dad?
Yeah.
And I remember the first time I ever talked to him on the phone, I was like really young. I was I must have been like 8 years old, 7, 8 years old. I talked to him on the phone for the first time, and he was just like he was kind of a he's trying to be nice, but it was really awkward. I could just like I didn't know how to pinpoint it, but I could just feel this awkward tension energy. Now at 8 years old, you don't know anything. All you know is what you feel. Right. And also I could pick up, right, because you're really sensitive when you're young, right? I could pick up that there was a little tension somewhere between my parents talking to this guy and da da. And he was like, I remember he said, he's like, "What, you don't talk?" And I was thinking to myself, like, oh, this is weird. This is odd. But then my mom's dad is my grandpa. I'd always see. I see him every weekend. I go to their house and I'm young growing up with them, you know, grandma, grandpa. But so and I started getting older and I asked my dad, I said, "Dad, what was your father like?"
Wow.
Right? And I passed the mic. And he says, you know, he was, you know.
Wow. You want me to tell you?
What? I mean, it's just for the listeners, you know?
Just for the listeners.
Yeah.
My father was a...
you know what?
By the way, first of all,
Mark,
David,
I just want to say really quick, we have a caller joining us on the air right now. Okay. Yes, we do. You are live on the air, Dave's Good Vibration Station. Who are we speaking with?
My name is Randy.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. It's a family show.
This is a family reunion. How you doing, Uncle Randy? I'm so grateful.
I am doing absolutely fantastic. I understand that you have an ongoing show right now.
This is true.
You just wanted to be a part of it.
Oh, man.
That's awesome.
That is so cool, Uncle Randy. Thank you so much for calling in. You're live on the air with us here. We're sitting at...
I am very happy to be live on the air with you. What would you like to talk about?
Well, if you really want to get into it, no. Uncle Randy, Mark, my dad was just about to. This is a family reunion, man. This is awesome. He's just about to tell us. I was just saying, you know how Dad was such a great father to me growing up. We're talking about today, finding. Along with giving gratitude for your parents, it's also finding understanding for the shitty things that they've done in the past and not letting that hold you back, you know?
Oh, you guys are getting way too deep for me.
Yes.
Now, I want you to know that Chris is also here.
Oh, Chris, how you doing? Shout out.
Sitting next to me.
That's wonderful.
And yes, we are in Ashburn, Virginia.
Wow.
Your communication has gone bi-coastal.
There you go. Well,
cool.
That's what we
David,
do, Uncle Randy.
My
this
brother
is
on radio and talk LA.
Yeah.
Oh, David. Hey, how you doing, brother, man?
How we doing, Chris? You are live on the air, brother. We are.
I'm live on the air. Hey, man. I saw you on that TV show the other day. Fantastic job, my friend.
Thank you, Chris. I appreciate that, man. Well, I just want to say thank you so much, guys, for calling in. I'm always giving my unconditional love and appreciation to all of you. And this has been such a wonderful, this is a real family reunion on the Vibration Station.
Wow.
I love you guys very much. Thank you so much for calling in on the show. And we'll make sure to talk to you guys in 30 minutes. How's that?
are you done with us now?
No. Oh, Uncle Randy.
Are you gonna hang up on us?
No way. No, David was just saying.
I mean, I have a lot to say as a father, as a person involved in real life. I mean, what would you like to know about me?
Yeah, well, let's see, Uncle Randy. I mean, being my father's brother and being my uncle, this would be a wonderful show for us to collaborate on. Yeah, so I mean. I was asking Mark a question, and that'd be great for Uncle Randy to get his piece of it too.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
We were talking about our father,
right?
And what our father did for us, and I know that it goes back a long, long, long way. But we do have to, you know, shout out to him and thank him for giving us life and giving us the ability of understanding things.
And showing you contrast, you know, showing you what not to do, showing you how, you know.
Absolutely.
And that's a big part of also, you know, what we're talking about here is like growing from that. It's like learning from that and seeing that, you know, that whoever it may be, right? Because I think we may have lost Uncle Randy on the line, but that's okay. No. Whoever it may be in your life, right? Whoever your father, you know, your male figure. It is Father's Day. We're talking about that. If they've done something to you, you grew up with them, and it affected you in some sort of way. You grow with this root on you. You know, you grow learning these different. These different energies that you're picking up from these people. So then when they're angry and when they're mad and when they're maybe putting you down or telling you that you're not worth this or not worth that, it's easy to believe that. And it's easy to take that with you even when you're well in your life. Yep. It's easy to take that with you even when you have a family and kids and a house and cars and all the money you've ever wanted. You could be the most successful man in the world, but still hold on to things that tell you, well, you can't do that. well, where did that come from? That came from, you know, me as a 4, 5, 6-year-old kid, and I never got that, pulled that out of my vibrational craw. I never learned how to rearrange those neural nets because I just wasn't, you know, I just wasn't. And I'm talking not me, but you just didn't know. Right. You didn't know where it came from. And you didn't know how to get rid of it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, let me tell you about my father. So the listeners understand where perspective comes in. My dad was a loving father, but he made some mistakes, and he did not give me or my brother a very, very healthy self-esteem. Everything we did, not everything, I shouldn't say everything, but I'll generalize. Many, many times he would always tell us that we're a mistake, or that we did the wrong thing, or he would do things that was just not, it was anti-father. Instead of being supportive and loving, it was not the kind of thing that we really was not loving. So the issue is that it just comes down to where I promised myself in my life as I grew up, and when I was 16 years old, I had a premonition that I would have a son named David.
Wow.
And wow. I always wanted to have a son. And David, you know, you've given me such an avalanche of compliments, which I don't know whether I deserve, but
no, you absolutely do, man. You don't give yourself enough credit.
The thing is that I got that from my father.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
I promised myself that I would never, ever, ever do anything that reflected anything that assembled or came from what my father did to me.
Right.
And I know there's a lot.
We're going to get Uncle Randy back on the air, by the way.
Oh,
keep talking. Keep talking.
I know that there's a lot of people out there, a lot of young people who have bad relationships with their fathers and their mothers, but we're just talking about fathers right now. And it's very, very tough to really try to
hey,
make
Uncle Randy.
Try to reach out to your dad.
Yeah.
There's always a way around the problems. There's sure. always a way. Try to understand. There's two sides to every story, and try to understand what's going on with dads.
Yeah,
and the relationship between the sons, the daughters, and the fathers.
Absolutely, absolutely. Uncle Randy, I have a question for you.
Yes.
When you were growing up, did you ever have any idea that you would have the family that you do today? Would you, when you were 16, 17, 18, 19, getting into 20 years old, did you ever start to fathom the idea that you would have this, you know, big, beautiful family and do all the things that you do? And you know what I mean?
No, I did not arrive to that point until I was about 34 years old when I met my wife, Debbie.
Wow.
Well, you were always a slow starter.
When she came into my life, I knew that this is where I wanted to be, and this is what I wanted in my life, and that's when my life really started.
Yeah, wow. And now, you with you being a new grandfather, that's amazing. I want to say
wow.
Happy Father's Day to Chris. That's a beautiful,
yeah.
That's such a beautiful thing, Chris.
Yeah.
We love you so much. Happy Father's Day to you, Uncle Randy. This is such a it's such a beautiful time, right, when we can all acknowledge the simple titles that we're all given on a daily basis. But it's really a powerful thing when you can take a whole day out and dedicate it to, you know, the compassion and appreciation and time sacrifice that a father has given to his kin, you know?
You know, it's so funny.
Well, I agree with that, David. You know, I'm a little bit older than your dad, and my understanding of life is maybe a little bit deeper than what your dad's is, because I'm that much older than him. But we came from the same family. My concerns about my family are probably a little different than what your father's is, because he was younger at the time.
Yeah.
And we've come to those differences between your father and I, because I am a little bit older, and I looked at our family as being a little bit different than what than what he viewed it as when we were younger and when the family split apart and so on and so forth. But moving forward to my own family and meeting my wife, Debbie, at 34 and moving on from there and having my beautiful daughter who has just turned 31 today.
It is happy, her birthday. Happy birthday, baby. Brittany.
Yes.
As well as Father's Day.
Yes.
And then
what
my
a blessing.
Beautiful daughter having a beautiful grandson.
Wow.
Bo Cohen,
his
Bo
name
Cohen.
Is Bo Boschman.
Yeah, Bo
and
Boschman.
We're certainly happy to have them in our lives.
Yeah.
So
that's beautiful.
Our lives continue to change on a daily basis.
Indeed they do.
Nothing is ever the same.
And Randy, I just have to say that as your brother, I am so proud of you. You really have done an incredible job as being a father. And as you know, I always call you the Rolling Stone because you're always going here and there and doing business and taking care of the family. And I'll tell you something, I take my hat off to you because this man, for the thousands of people, hundreds of thousands of people listening to the show, I just got to tell you that my brother, my bro, is the best. You know, and I sincerely, and I love you.
Well, thank you, brother. I appreciate that greatly.
That's good
and
stuff,
I feel
guys.
The same way about you. I mean, your life continues to move forward all the time and all the good things that happen for you, and that's a great thing. We've got to, I think, in this day and age that we have to turn around and think more about the positive things than we have to do the negative, and I only hope that the world would turn around and do the same thing.
Absolutely, Uncle Randy, and that's why we're on the vibration station, man. That's where...
If David can do a little, if David can change one person's mind, that is an amazing thing.
No, well, it's all about, well, thank you, Dad, and it's all about everybody coming together and doing what Uncle Randy says, you know, and focusing on the things that bring us joy, you know, focusing on the expansion and just keeping our gratitude the whole way. You know, that's the perfect life right there.
No. Enough with the...
That's true.
It's true.
It's absolutely true.
Enough with the mushy gushy.
David, while we're on the phone, would you like to say hello to your cousin, Brittany?
Oh, my goodness. Oh. This would be such a blessing to have an on-air reconnection.
Here she is.
With my cousin. Right, oh, my goodness. Brittany, happy birthday.
Or anything, huh?
Brittany, I love you so much.
Hey, Britt.
Hey, Brittany. I just want to say,
hey guys,
happy birthday.
Happy Father's Day.
We are sharing this with the whole world right now. This is a Dave's Vibration
That's
Station
awesome.
Family reunion. Happy birthday, Brittany. I love you so much. Oh, my goodness.
Thank you, Dave.
I'm so looking forward to just all the amazing times that we have ahead of us to, like, connect and just chill. And I just love you. This is a reunion on the air, and it's cool.
It's awesome. I'm glad we can do this.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's
now,
so beautiful.
Now, Brittany, now being a mother, okay, I've seen you grow from a beautiful young lady up to now being a mom.
Absolutely.
What is the one thing that you could pass on to everyone out there that would inspire someone?
And well, for Father's Day, because we want to stick to what we're doing
true.
Here, right? For Father's Day, I would say what Brittany, what would you say being a mother, right? What would you say to all the fathers out there? What is the one thing to do to really ensure the label of being a good father? Because a mother knows all well what it takes to be a good mother. That's because right. it's in your DNA, it's in your blood. What could you say?
It might be in your DNA and your blood, but it also takes patience.
True.
And it takes for a father just to show your love to your children. To play with them,
yes.
To read books to them, just to tell them that you love them.
Yes,
they look up to you. So any little thing you might think it's not as little, but it's huge to them.
Yeah.
So any kind of little gesture you can give to your kids is the biggest thing that a father can give.
Yeah, that's everything. And especially, you know, Brittany, you would know better than anybody else right now, because you have a beautiful baby boy that you just gave birth to.
Well, thank you.
Just recently, just a few months ago. And what I would say is, from what I've seen in children and in, you know, infants and stuff and babies, and what I tell me if I'm wrong, but, like, you know, you could give a baby, you could write a baby a check for $1 million. You could give a baby, you know, anything that what we, you know, as, you know, conscious adults or whatever would say, oh yes, we want that. You could give any of these things to a baby, it wouldn't mean anything. But if you give him a kiss, if you give him a hug, if you give him a food that he likes, or something to stimulate his senses in, like, the most simple way, that means infinitely more.
That means the world to them.
Right. That means infinitely more than anything.
All the technology and money in the world could not even remotely compare to the time and the moments that you get to spend with your kids.
Yes. Yes.
Any father or mother, for that fact, should not miss a day or a moment on their iPhone or whatever it might be, MacBook, anything, instead of just being in the moment with their child.
Yeah, I really couldn't agree more.
I just have one last thing to say.
I couldn't agree more, Britt.
As I've always told David, it's always the small things that mean the most.
It's true.
And it sounds corny.
It's the small things. And,
it's,
you know,
the small things.
I grew up not having the technology that we have today, and I cherish that. My father was around for every moment, every big moment, small moment, any moment I have, and I am so blessed to have a father that can share those with me. And today I have a father that can share my birthday and Father's Day as well with me. So,
yes.
You know, I guess my little word of advice is, put down your little iPhones and the technology and just enjoy what you have in front of you and the moments that you have now, and not wait to the next.
And don't multitask.
I don't multitask. He might have to multitask if you got multiple kids.
I think he's referring to, if there's one thing that I've learned from this guy, it's don't text and drive. Is that what you're referring
you
to
go.
When you say don't multitask? Is that...
Brittany, now we're going on to a whole different subject.
Yeah, Brittany, this is such a blessing. I'm so grateful to have spoke with you on the air. I'm definitely going to call you for a greater period of time when we get off the air. But, you know, I'm so grateful that we were able to share this moment with all the listeners out here. You know, that's a...
Absolutely.
This is as genuine as we have ever been on the Vibration Station. We got Dad in the studio. We got Uncle Randy. We got Cousin Brett. We got the whole crew, man.
We
got Baby Bo. We got Chris. We got
the posse.
This is the life right here.
I love it.
I love you guys so much.
To be a part of this.
Love you guys.
Uncle Mark, again, I wish you a happy Father's Day, and I'm sorry I'm not there to share it with you, but we will definitely have our family time here near future.
That's right. We're going to do it.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Nice, sweetheart.
I love you so much, Britt. I love you so much, Uncle Randy.
Chris.
I love you, Aunt Debbie.
I love you too,
everybody.
David.
Oh man, happy Father's Day, Uncle Randy, and happy Father's Day, Chris. I love you guys. You're the best.
Hey, David. In closing, I hope that some of your listeners embrace this conversation.
Yes.
And they take it to themselves and try and be better people and better relationships in their lives.
Yeah, I agree. That's what we're doing it for. You couldn't have said it better.
You couldn't have said it better, Rand. All right, brother.
All right. Love you, Uncle Randy. You're the best.
All right. You guys take care. And
we're signing out from Virginia.
Yeah.
Ashburn, Virginia.
Virginia out.
West coast to east coast.
Yeah. That's the way we do it, baby.
Okay, baby.
Coast to coast. Love you guys. That's beautiful.
Okay.
I just want to give my unconditional love and appreciation to all fathers out there on Father's Day. That's such a wonderful family reunion that we had in the studio.
Impromptu.
Impromptu. Bam! That was awesome.
Bam!
Bam!
Boom.
So what we're really talking about today, and that's, you know, that's a, that was a really wonderful example of exactly what we're talking about. You know, the family, everybody's together. We have extended family, or not extended, well, a family that was not family now that is family, and everybody that is always family. You know what I mean? This is just, it's like a collective of everyone's just coming together, having a good time. Whether you are, whether you know us or not, we love you. You love us. It's all good. We're all so interconnected. And that's, you know, why a really big part of your heart can be hurt when your father does something on a continual basis that is not in your preference, right? Like we were saying, you take that on, you hold that in, and, you know, that can really be the determining factor between your state of mind, your happiness and your sadness, your ability to get over the past, or your willingness to dwell in it. And I have to say, my father has done an amazing job of turning something that is super dark and destructive into something that is super uplifting and powerful and super light.
You know, you bring back, as we're talking, you're bringing back so many memories of my father and all the things that my life has, that I've gone through in my life. And I refer to myself as being in the third phase of my life, and there's five phases, but that's a whole nother show.
We'll save this one for another Sunday.
But I got to say that as we all grow, as we all get older, we all get wiser, hopefully, you cannot use what you've experienced with your family, with a bad relationship with your father or your mother, or, you know, abuse or whatever. Try to let all that stuff go. Every day is the first day of the rest of your life.
Yes.
And don't use these experiences in a negative way. Don't, as an example, man, if your father, you know, screwed around on your mother,
right,
which has always been prevalent, don't get married and don't screw around on behind your loved one's back and think and use the excuse, well, hey, my dad did it,
right?
Okay. Right. My dad did it, so that gives me the right to do it.
No way.
Don't do that.
Your father is a person. Your father is a human being. He has mistakes. He has things that he has decisions that he makes that, you know, that lessen him as a person as well, and that greater him as a person. And how you, you know, streamline that defines you as a person. You don't
just
feel like I interrupted you. I apologize.
No. Just don't use your past as a destructive force for your life.
Yeah.
Use your past as a positive.
Yes.
As a positive experience of what not to do.
Yeah.
Do the opposite of what you think that you were taught as you were growing up.
Right.
Be positive.
Yeah.
And it sounds so corny to go, oh yeah, oh, be positive. You know, do all these things.
It sounds super corny.
Do it.
But, yeah.
It's always the stuff that we learn in kindergarten which passes us on. You know, milking cookies are good.
Yeah.
You know, being honest.
Do unto
telling
others
the truth.
As you want done unto you.
Do right? unto others, as you just said, Dave. Perfect example. But, you know, love. I got to tell you one thing. This is so funny. Is every Father's Day has been great for me. Being a father is a wonderful, wonderful thing. But I'm a father every day, every moment, you know, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. And I just think that this Father's Day has been, I've been looking forward to this Father's Day.
That's awesome.
And I normally don't look forward to, I mean, I look forward to holidays, of course, but this Father's Day is a special day for me.
It is.
I have no idea why.
It is.
But it is.
It's a super special day.
So it's very fun.
And you know what? It's
I'm having the time of my life.
That's what we need to be doing every single day, every moment of every day. And even if we're not having the time of our lives, somehow just convince ourselves to get into a state of mind that's closer to that. Right, people, the crux of this show today is we love you so much. We want you to know that there's always options in improving your emotional relationship with whatever it may be. I feel like there's a lot of people out there that have grown up without fathers, right? Or grown up with fathers that have shown them the opposite of what to do. And I feel like in today's society, it's really easy, sometimes easier than not, to follow in our, you know, jagged father's footsteps. And what we're just trying to tell you here is exactly like my dad said, is, you know, don't use, number one, don't use your past as an excuse to lessen yourself in the moment.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Just because your father did this or your father wasn't there, this or that, have that be the excuse to fulfill whatever he was not. Have that be the excuse to say, well, him doing this caused me this feeling. Him doing this made me feel really low. So I would never, ever, ever want to do that to anybody else. So I'm going to find how to generate this love. And that's exactly what my dad did for me. And that's why I've been so blessed. That's why, you know, that's why I can tap into love so easily, is because I was born into it. I was loved. And my father was not nearly as loved and was showed as loved, right? He was loved by his mother immensely.
Oh, my mom was absolutely great.
And she made up for your father's love. But
yes.
But I mean, I will tell you that love that you gave me was definitely self-generated. That was not love that you were given at a young age. That's love that you found over time. Yeah. And to recognize that and to be able to consciously, deliberately raise your vibration, the whole point of the show, find the love, let the resistance go, instead of saying, I hate this guy, look what he did to my life. I hate this guy, look what he did, you know, or He only showed me the bad part. He only showed me how to treat women like shit. He only showed me, you know, how to hurt other people. No. He only showed you how to be more of yourself.
Exactly.
Right. And it's how you take that.
You know, I'll never forget when my father was divorcing my mother after 32 years of marriage.
Jesus.
And he was messing around with, I don't know, 3-4 different women and you know, not coming home at night, and my mom was freaking out because she loved him so much, and he took me out to a dinner one night, and he looked at me, and it was like our closing dinner.
Whoa.
That my father and I had, and he looked at me in absolute honesty. He looked at me, he says, you know, Mark, you were a mistake. And I always use that as my strength. I've always lived a disciplined life.
Yeah.
And when I think of that, it only strengthens me.
Right.
Because I would never, right, ever look at you, David, yeah, and say, I can't even say the words.
Yeah.
I couldn't do that. Yeah. I couldn't do that to anybody.
Yeah.
But it just strengthens me to be a better father.
Exactly.
And make you a stronger human being.
Absolutely.
And I think that's why you're so spiritually in touch and you want to broadcast to the world that there is a better way. There's a better tomorrow. There's a better today.
Yeah.
And it's all up to everyone out there to live their life the right way.
Yeah.
We're driving here, right?
Right.
People are freaking out, traffic. People are cutting off and everything. It's like, right, guys,
Father's Day on a Sunday, 101 slow traffic.
Down.
Yeah.
Slow down.
Everyone's
take a breath.
Everyone's wigging out and That's so true. And you know, we're driving, you know, we're sitting in traffic and we're going, oh, gotta, you know, we're going to be late for the show, you know, but then, but then my father and I looked at each other. He said, wait, we can't stress, because here's what happens. We understand, right? This is all what, no matter what we're talking about on the show, whether it's talking about getting over something that your dad did to you or, you know, learning how to control your emotions in traffic, it's all about tuning deliberately your vibration. It's all about, and if you don't want to say it in those words, it's all about controlling the way that you feel. That's all it is. If you know the laws, if you know the way that it works, use it to your benefit. This is the way that it works. What you put out is what you get back. If you haven't had enough proof of that yet, start deliberately thinking about it. Focus on something for a little bit, then let it go. You'll watch it. It will pop up, I promise you. We live in an attraction-based universe. When you're sitting in traffic and you're stressed and you're frustrated, tight, you're only going to fall into the lanes that match that tightness and that stressness. If you're easy about it and you're like, oh, I'm just going to go here, I'll flow here, you're going to fall into the lanes that lead you on the path of least resistance. It's like the way that you're approaching it, it's an oxymoron, it's a paradox, right? It's like, you're stressing to go against it, but you're only creating it more. So like, you know, practice what you want, relaxness. Same thing with your father. If you practice this vibration of stress and like, this guy's a, you know, a dick and he did this to me and he never showed me the right way to this and he never showed me that, all you're going to do is attract people to validate that. You're only going to attract other people that are going to, you know, mimic your father. And you are going to learn how to mimic your father if you don't learn how to let that go. And that's not you. That does not belong to you. You are a belief thief.
Ooh.
I like that, right?
I like that.
That's, you are stealing someone else's belief. You are stealing your father's belief. That does not belong to you. Let that belief go.
Yes.
That does not belong to you. So it's that whole thing, right? It's all about easing. It's all about learning. It's all about using the laws to your benefit. Easing up on yourself and just, when shittiness comes around, find a way to be easy on yourself. Find a way to forgive. Forgive. Mm. Don't forget necessarily, but forgive.
Yeah, yeah. It's hard for me to talk about my dad and give an accurate representation of what he was and what he is. And he's not with us any longer. And I send love and light to him. And maybe I'll see him on the flip side. And maybe I think he'll be different on the flip side.
Totally.
But I just, it's just hard to talk about him and reflect to everyone out there that I don't like talking bad about people. I'd rather talk positive about someone than talk about their flaws.
Yeah.
But I do want to say one thing, and this is really important. I got a shout out to David's mother. And I love you dearly. You're my soulmate.
That's so beautiful.
Because without her, I wouldn't be a dad.
That's true. So. That's true. We have truth in the show, and we have wisdom. Friends, family, lovers, light workers, everybody that we love so much, I just want to say thank you for joining us in this wonderful high vibrational session in the studio on the vibration station with us. I want to thank each and every single father out there for being fathers, for sacrificing your energy, time, momentum, and generating love in your heart and soul for your kin and for your wife. A father is not only about being a father, it is also about being a husband and just giving your unconditional love and appreciation. That's what this show is all about. That's what our lives are dedicated to here on the Vibration Station, is spreading love, light, linen into liquid jello-like appreciation from our hearts to yours. Thank you very much. Make sure to follow us on Twitter, Good Vibe Station, at Good Vibe Station. We love you guys so much. I'm your host, Davey. See you next Sunday. Close your eyes and let me be your wordsmith.
Listen up, y'all, I miss those days. Chilling on the moon with the guitar, spitting phrase. But now, I'm in another days, unconditionally missing y'all. And all the silly games like, will we used to play and see how fast we could smoke out of gore and burn our tree. But really, it was all about the good times. Doesn't matter if we had stacks and dimes, we got each other until the end of this rhyme. At least that's how it seemed, that everything was fine.